Well, greetings in Jesus' name, and welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. My name is Jody, and I will, Lord willing, be with you throughout this coming week. And we'll be looking at the Word of God, as I'm sure that those of you that call in, you find that's the case, that we would have nothing to talk about if we did not have God's Word. But we do have God's Word, and it is my desire to uphold God's Word and to lift up God's Word, that it may become precious not only to myself, but to also to you that are calling in, that you would be able to recognize that the Word of God is very precious. And I would like to just read a scripture. There's many scriptures we could read about this, but I'll just read to you out of Psalm 12. And it's probably a familiar passage, but in verse 6, said, "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever." And that's verse 6 and 7 of Psalm 12. The words of the Lord are pure. They are very pure, and God has preserved them. And he will always preserve his word, because he is God and he is seeing the great value in his word, the value that we have, and the hope that we have in Christ Jesus through the good news of his word. And so I would like to lift high the word of God this day and every day, because it is truly God's word. Purified. It's like silver purified seven times. All the impurities are removed. There is nothing to be mixed in that would be compromising, but it's pure, very, very pure. And so God's word is pure. And you and I have the benefit to go and to renew our minds and to change the way we think as we read the word of God. And that's what he does for us. And I'm thankful for that, and I know you are too. But I want to talk a little bit today about what I might call a salad bar Christianity. And you know, that sounds kind of funny, but what I have seen many, many times is that there are things in different churches, different people you meet, and there's just a kind of a theme that goes through, and it's kind of a pick and choose. You know, when you go to a salad bar, and I don't know if any of you ever eaten at a salad bar or a buffet restaurant, but there's all this food that's laid out before you, and it's all there for the taking, any of it you want. You go through, and most of those places let you go through as many times as you want. You get all that you want. But when you're going through that line, most people don't take a little bit of everything. They take what they like, or they might try something new, but they don't take all of what's offered there. That'd be way too much anyways for a meal. But that same idea, I believe, has crossed over into a lot of Christianity, where people will take certain verses and say, "Yeah, I like this one. I'll have some of that." They'll read about something else and say, "I don't believe I have any of that. I don't care for that." But they come across another verse and say, "Oh yeah, here, I like that. I like that. I'll take that." And pick and choose, just like a salad bar. Go through and find out, I think I could do with this. Or, I really don't care for that over there. And you know, that's not treating God's word the way that we should. If we really truly believe that this is the word of God, and that his word is pure, then we should be able to go through the Bible and say, "Lord, I don't understand this. I'm not real comfortable with this, but this is your word. And I need to have a solid foundation in my life based on your word. And I want you to show me more." And that needs to be our attitude of our hearts. Because as I share this with you, I don't want you to think that I have arrived at a point where I just accept and grab onto everything that I read in the Bible. There's times that we can be challenged, very challenged. And I want to give you an example here, because some of you might be thinking, Well, what are you talking about? I believe the Bible. I try to uphold the Bible too and live out everything that it says. And that's the attitude that we should have. But I just want to, I'll just point out one area here that I've seen over the years. And I don't know, and I haven't been to every church all over the world, obviously. But I do see that in different churches here and there, there is a tendency to go for the salad bar. To take some of this and not take some of that. I want to just kind of look at 1 Corinthians, because 1 Corinthians is a letter to the Corinthian church, and there was a lot of instruction going to these people. There was a lot of instruction that was necessary. There was problems in the church. There was things that were happening that should not have been happening in a church. But God in His mercy, He gave Paul a message to give to the Corinthians. And it's a message that we need to hear as well. And my example here, I want to talk a little bit about 1 Corinthians. And let's just look at chapter 11. We'll read in chapter 11, it talks about the headship order, how that the head of every woman is a man and the head of every man is Christ. And there's some instruction there. And as you know, there's many churches that totally ignore these verses. And they don't feel that it's necessary for a lady to have her head covered when she's praying, to be in submission. There's many people that don't even think twice about this. But yet, if you keep reading chapter 11, you also come to the instruction on communion. Now, I've never been to a church that didn't observe communion. And I'm glad for that, because I believe it's a very important part of the church Christian life. But you see, the head covering, the headship order, that's in the same chapter as the instruction you get in 1 Corinthians about communion. And then if you finish that up, you'll go to the very next chapter, chapter 12. Chapter 12, listen to what Paul says. He starts out a new subject here. He gives some instruction in chapter 11 about communion, and then in verse 34 he says, "And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together unto condemnation. And the rest I will set in order when I come." He's closing out on that. He said, "I'm giving you some instruction here. I'll come and we'll settle everything else about this when I get there." But now he says in chapter 12, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost." Then he says, "Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences in administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all." And I want to, he continues to go on through there, and he begins to explain some of these things. And you know, very quickly, and maybe even now as I'm speaking, that you might have some thoughts forming in your mind saying, "Okay, well, I don't like to go there." And you know, I have to admit, sometimes I get a little uncomfortable about it, because I've seen some terrible abuse in some of the churches. You hear the stories, you know, some of the things that go on that do not glorify God, do not exalt God, but they exalt a man. They make a mockery of the Holy Spirit. And I know we have experienced some of that. We've at least heard about it. And I suppose there's a lot of that that's going on out there, but I'm not ready to just say it doesn't exist for us today. And like I say, I have not been in a church that embraces all these things. And we just talked about three subjects here just now, and I don't think I've ever seen a church that is operating in all three with a headship order, and following the instruction for communion, and also being balanced with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I have asked people that have been overseas and to churches that are heavily persecuted, and I believe that there are some that are very close. But I don't see that here in America, and I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but I've never seen it. I've never heard anybody talk about it. But what I'm trying to get at is that we get kind of pushed into a little mold, and we begin to receive scriptures that seem okay to us, but others we get uncomfortable with, and we might even reject or just never go there, never read, never think about, never ask God, what does this mean? What is this for us as disciples of Jesus Christ? What does it mean for us? Lord, would you show me? I believe God wants to show us. I believe he wants to take us there, and I don't have all the instruction here for you or for me. But I do believe that one of the things that needs to happen, there needs to be an attitude in our hearts that is the same attitude that Jesus Christ had. And when he prayed earnestly that this cup might pass from him, he said, nevertheless, not my will, Lord, but yours be done. Don't you know that's a key that unlocks the door for us to come out of bondage to these things? When we're able to really, truly pray to God earnestly, but also very earnestly and very sincerely be able to say, Lord, not my will, Lord, yours be done. I know I make a mess of things when it's my will, but your will, Lord, yours be done. We could come to these scriptures, and maybe there's a whole bunch of passages that make you uncomfortable. I don't know. But whenever you come to those, instead of just skipping over or ignoring, why don't we take the attitude of our Savior and say, Lord, not my will, but yours. If you have something here for me, Lord, I want it. If there is some instruction here, would you instruct me? Would you help me to be a student of your word? And not to be that salad bar Christian that just takes a little of this and a little of that to his own liking. Because, you know, the salad bar Christian, he'll never take of those things that he has no taste for. He won't go and try it. He won't go and look at it. He'll just pass right on by. And you know, if we do that to God's word, we're going to miss a blessing. We truly will miss a blessing. Because the word of God is pure. Like silver, tried in a furnace of earth 7 times, purified. That's the way God's word is. And I know that as we, as human beings and followers of Jesus Christ, if we'll get into his word and let his word get into us, he will do a miracle and transform us, and we'll be able to see the light that shines by his Holy Spirit to instruct us out of the Bible. And it's not anything mystical. It's just something that's godly. It's God. He does it. If our hearts are right, he's going to take us to his word and give us faith to believe this is truly the word of God. I hope that encourages it today. I hope that you will find this day to be a day that the Lord has made, and that there is much joy in the Christian heart over the salvation that he gives us through Jesus Christ. And I want to bless you today and encourage you, go to the word of God and don't be a salad bar Christian. If God has it for us, then have the attitude, Lord, whatever you say, I will obey, because I know you're God. You know what you're doing. I may not understand all these things, but show me, teach me, lead me in the way everlasting. God will. He'll do that because he loves you, he loves me. He loves all those that will seek his face and that will yield themselves to him. So I encourage you to do that today and every day. And you pray for people you know, Christians you know, and brothers, families, that God would put a fire inside and spark us all on to continue in his word, to be found faithful as he is faithful to us. May God bless you today.